and my family. Others have spoken their truth, and now I feel I've been free to share mine. Writing this has been cathartic and set me on a road to healing. My intention in sharing my story is to help others and convey love and compassion for the things that we still don't understand about each other. I only ask that people leave room and respect my truth, just as we have done for others. I'm thankful for everyone who has been alongside me in this ever-changing journey that is my life. I'm still figuring it out, but it's time to finally say all the things I should have said a long time ago. Chapter 1. The Business of Family. The beginning of my story is well known. Like millions of babies all over the world, I was an oops. My mom and daddy were already proud parents of Brian, 12, and Brittany, 9, when I came along. Before I was born, money was tight for the family, and daddy had taken to drinking, a lot and often. Mama owned and operated the Little Red Schoolhouse, where her focus was childcare, not earnings. From what I can ascertain, these were lean times. With two healthy children and bills to pay, Mom and Daddy had decided not to have any more children. But then, Mama woke up one morning and didn't feel well. At first, she thought she was seriously ill, but after being examined, the doctor confirmed she was in fact pregnant and already about 7 weeks along. "That just can't be. My husband had a vasectomy." Mama left the doctor's office in disbelief. By the time she got home, Mama realized Daddy hadn't gone for his post-op checkup, and she was furious. "Jamie, I thought you took care to make sure this wouldn't happen. I walked around for days thinking I was really sick, and now I've come to learn that you never even went to make sure it took." Mama didn't talk to him for days, and she stayed mad for weeks. Daddy accepted another baby was joining the family. Mama just needed a little bit more time to adjust to the idea of another baby at the time when Brittany and Brian were finally old enough to do a lot for themselves. My parents never considered aborting or giving me up for adoption. They were going to figure out how to make it work. Brian and Brittany were excited about having a sibling, and everyone began to make plans. On April 4th, 1991, I came into the world and changed the fabric of my family forever. I didn't make it easy. After hours of labor, Mama was forced into an emergency C-section. I was a long, skinny baby, but caught up in weight quickly. We became a party of five. And from what I've been told, I brought love and light into everyone's life. All of Mama's previous concerns about adding another child to her brood disappeared within hours of my arrival. As it turned out, I was a delightful baby who brought her so much joy and filled a void she never knew existed. I was the youngest by 9 years, which meant I became everyone's baby, plaything, responsibility, and joy. Brian and Brittany were so excited to have a little sister. My siblings participated in just about every aspect of my early life. Brian was a protective big brother and would occasionally feed me and rock me. Brittany became Mama's extra set of hands, and she did everything: bathing, feeding, playtime, and diaper changing. Both Brian and Brittany had their own lives to live, but they always made time for me. We were a loving but complicated family. I guess we still are. Mama cared for me while my brother and sister went to school. I remember a lot of meals around the table and a lot of happy times when I was young. I was passed around a lot and doted on by everyone. I spoke early and entertained my family with my babbling, and my parents say my theatrical nature showed itself early. I chattered about anything, made funny faces, and was entertaining from toddlerhood onward. I had endless amounts of energy and ran around singing and dancing. Mama says I was smart, sweethearted, yet strong-minded. Daddy was often in and out. Mama was so busy with three kids, she didn't have time to worry about what he was doing. When he was around, he spent much of his time in the chair trying to convince everyone else he wasn't drunk. My memories of growing up in Louisiana are full of warm days in the sun and the craziness that comes with being a part of a boisterous family. Our family was big on togetherness and long on love. Family and friends filled our backyard every weekend. There was a large tree in the center of the yard that provided shade for hours of playtime we all enjoyed. When she could, Mama made lots of food and there was usually a grill sizzling. People would stop by throughout the day, which was typical life in Louisiana. Many afternoons were spent with neighbors and friends. We would play outdoors, ride go-karts, and swim.